This past weekend, rock and roll fans from around the country and around the world gathered in Lubbock, Texas. They came for their annual conference to honor Lubbock's most famous native son, Buddy Holly.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Buddy Holly would have been 47 years old this coming Wednesday. But as many of us learned in the movie about Buddy Holly that came out a few years back, he died in a plane crash in 1959, along with singers Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. Holly was at the peak of his career when he was killed, rivaling Elvis Presley as the country's top rock and roller. His music was simple and rough, and according to music critic Joe Nick Petoskey, it was in the right place at the right time.
I think it was mainly a very exciting type of rock and roll in an era when rock and roll was more than just music. It was a whole lifestyle, and he brought a lot of excitement to it, a lot of vitality, and Lord knows that his ability to write songs can't be underrated, because the songs are still being re-recorded today, and you can't say that about most of the songwriters of the 50s, for that matter.
It's been quite obvious over the 20 years or so that a lot of people have imitated him, copied him, been influenced by him, but who was he copying back in the 50s there in Texas?
Well, there you have a classic example of people shaped by their environment. And I think this is one thing that's very important in Buddy Holly's early career, is that he was raised in Lubbock, Texas. And if anyone knows Lubbock out there, it's accurate to say that the city is kind of in a vacuum. It's out there in West Texas, 350 miles from Fort Worth, which I guess is the closest big city. And because you were in a vacuum, I think your influences were a lot more pronounced. And for Buddy Holly, he grew up around country music, which can't be avoided out in that particular part of the world. And in addition to that, he was also impressed, as were many of his contemporaries at the time, by black music, in particular rhythm and blues, which in Lubbock was not so much the opportunity of seeing black acts touring through town, but it was more about listening to your car radio. And in Lubbock, as it is today, you can still pick up KWKH, which is a 50,000-watt AM station out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Back when Buddy Holly was a kid, all the kids got in their cars and drove around, listened to the Gate Mouth Page Show, which was wild rhythm and blues music. It was race music for kids that didn't really have much contact with black folks at that time.
Won't you come to my house or back at home? Take my baby on the way from home. Love that photo where you've been. Up your house and gone again.
And I think to a lesser extent, the fact that there's a sizable Mexican-American population in this particular part of the country, and in Lubbock, you had a little bit of Spanish influence rub off on him. So there you have, rock and roll was born out of rhythm and blues and country and western. And in 55 or so, Buddy Holly was in the right place at the right time to absorb these styles and come up with something completely new, which at the time was rock and roll.
And he was quite stubborn. He knew exactly what he wanted, didn't want, if we can believe the movie. I'm not sure that we can, but if we can, he knew exactly what he wanted to do and didn't want to change that.
That's true. He was a pretty strong-headed person, as people who knew him have related to me. Although, as you said, we can't necessarily believe the movie. I mean, I saw the premiere of the movie in Lubbock when the movie came out. The official premiere, with all the stars, etc., was in Dallas. For some reason, they didn't want to have it in Lubbock. And in fact, the only real celebrities when the movie premiered were Mr. and Mrs. Holly. And the general reaction was, I remember after the movie, Mrs. Holly was quite upset because, whether it's true or not, they had Buddy having a bit of a hassle with his church preacher. And Mrs. Holly said his preacher definitely supported his music and liked rock and roll. And there wasn't really that resistance, I think, that the movie presented. Nor were there mountains in Lubbock, as the movie presents in a couple scenes.
Answer this question if you can. for those of us of a certain age, we can listen to this music as I have been today, this afternoon, and it sounds brand new and fresh 25 years later. Why is that?
I think it's the man and the types of songs he wrote, the way he played them. It's like West Texas in a way. There's a lot of space in the music. It's spare in a way, but it's also, it seems to, all the space between the guitar and the bass and the drums helps the music. It doesn't hurt it. Whereas today, everyone, you know, is caught up in overdubbing and excessive studio techniques. I think part of the reason that Holly's music lives on is because he did it, walked in the studio and cut a song and then cut another one. He was very economical about the way he recorded.
Talking with us from Austin, Texas, music journalist Joe Nick Petoskey.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy.